Hi, I'm Nitha Alam, and I'm running for U.S. House in North Carolina's 4th Congressional District. I'm running in this race because as we see Trump back in office and him delivering on every single one of the promises he made on the campaign trail by terrorizing our families with ICE and CBP and raising our cost of living, I couldn't look at our residents and constituents in the eye and tell them that you have to wait 3 years for change, when I knew that they deserved a champion and a fighter who would step up now to fight for a Green New Deal, Medicare for all, and also push back against Trump and his authoritarianism. The top three issues of our campaign, which are also the top three issues of the constituents of this district, are defending our democracy, addressing the affordability crisis, and guaranteeing health care as a human right. What we're seeing with our democracy being targeted by Trump and his authoritarianism through corruption and racist gerrymandering and voter ID laws and just voter suppression in general, it should be a concern to everyone, because this is not just about this election. It's about what is our democracy going to look like 10, 15 years down the road. The first step to defending our democracy needs to be getting corporate money out of our elections. The Supreme Court ruling on Citizens United destroyed our election systems that said corporations are allowed to spend an infinite amount of money to buy our elections and outweigh the voices of residents. When it comes to the affordability crisis, we see that layering on top of each other in so many ways for our neighbors. People aren't able to work just one job to make ends meet. And on top of that, the cost of groceries are rising and they're struggling with rent and their mortgages. And those costs are going up as well. And meantime, wages have stayed stagnant. And it all ties into, again, like the guaranteeing healthcare as a human right, because when all of these costs are stacking up on top of each other, why are we having this additional burden of healthcare costs that should just be common sense, that no one should have to be deciding between going to the pharmacy to get their medication or putting food on their table or having to spread out their insulin to make it last longer when it's detrimental to their health? I don't accept any corporate PAC money or right-wing billionaire money, and I believe that that's very significant, not just for this race, but again, to our democracy in general, because if we truly say that we want to end Citizens United and have fair elections where voters are able to choose their elected officials, then we need to get corruption out of politics by taking out the money from politics. We can't say that we're for those things when we're still accepting money from the same corporations that are funding Trump and his MAGA Republican friends. We can't say that we're for a Green New Deal when you're taking money from Meta, who is pushing data centers, and we know the AI industry is killing jobs as well as destroying our environment. And also, it's about how I believe that the seat of a member of Congress in a safe blue seat should be utilized. There is no way that a Republican can win this seat the way that Republicans have drawn it. So why are we not putting up a fight against Trump, authoritarianism, and his MAGA best friends and the corporate billionaires every step of the way? Because our residents are hurting, and that's not just going to have an impact if we put up a fight in this district. It's going to have an impact across North Carolina. This is not just a red or blue issue. It's about working families having a champion. Right now, it's not the time for strongly worded letters or tweets when our families are being terrorized, when we have Trump using a Bush-era ICE agency as his own personal Gestapo to murder people in broad daylight. We need to be going out and protesting and also protecting our immigrant communities and neighbors. And that's what I've been doing even before they came to North Carolina. I was working with organizations like Siembra and C to lead Know Your Rights trainings, to actually help individuals know that you don't have to let ICE or CBP into your home or your private business without a warrant. And we were also out in the streets when they came to make sure that at least like the people that they were kidnapping were not just disappeared into the dark. And the fact that our current representative doesn't even say that we need to abolish ICE is terrifying to me as someone who is seeing every day our children in Durham public schools not coming to class, families not going to the grocery stores because they're scared if ICE is waiting in the parking lots to tear apart their families. I've been serving as a county commissioner now for 5 years. Through those 5 years, I've been very, very focused on how do I bring as many voices with me to that dais. And that's not just the people who voted for me. It's even the people who didn't vote for me. I have a proven track record of doing that on the county commission by passing, in my first year as a commissioner, the low-income homeowner property tax relief program, where we were able to create a program that helps folks who are on fixed income, low income, stay in their homes when their property taxes continue to rise. I was able to fund an immigrant and refugee services coordinator role jointly with the city, the first of its kind in the South. Those were accomplishments that I was able to do in Durham. It is a progressive hub, but still in a state like North Carolina where we have preemptions that try to block our local governments every step of the way. And that's the type of leadership I want to take to DC because I don't believe we should take no as an answer. We have to put up a fight. Because what is the point of being in office if you're just like, I can't do anything, there's no power? When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to think of hope. Because even though over the last, 10 years we've been going through some of the darkest moments in our nation, I believe there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And we need fighters and champions for working families to bring that light closer to us. I'm going to always be accountable to them. I will be a member of Congress that stands with them and shows up with them in the happy moments, but also in the really difficult moments to fight with them and to organize with them. We need people who are willing to step up and have the difficult conversations and put up the difficult fights.